Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I'm out here on the lake. It's Alexander's Lake at Panola Mountain State Park and Archery Range. And I include Archery Range because I am actually a member of the Archery Range. It's only $100 for the membership. But you get the parking included, and I figured I'm out on the lake, and people are, no, actually, nobody's out here, just in case. I don't want to disturb the, you know, the natural peace. So I'm going to just talk a little bit quietly now, and I can, because I have these AirPods now. They just arrived last night, and now I can talk a little softer, and I don't have to worry about whether or not you guys can hear me. Well, anybody that's listening, really. I am honored that anybody would even care to listen to the things I have to say. I mean, I'm an idiot, you know. I'm an idiot. I realize every day, and it's okay. I take great solace and comfort in the fact that life is not meant to be lived error-free. We're not supposed to live life, go through life without any scrapes or scratches, you know, any bumps or bruises. You know, don't make any mistakes or failures. Like, that's what life's all about. I don't know if you noticed, but that's the spike. I was thinking, imagine this was a VR game and this was all there was. What I'm doing now, just peace, tranquility, you know, serenity. And I'm out here in nature, it just makes sense. Trees have never lied to me, neither have dogs. Well, I can think of one dog like acting like she couldn't stand. I thought maybe something was medically wrong with her. So I told her mom, maybe she needs an x-ray. I don't know, because she just won't stand on her back legs. Like, she's just, I don't know. I was like, dogs don't act. So I don't think she's acting. I think there's something that might be wrong. No, she's just completely lazy. Oh my God, complete diva. I used to have to carry her to outside to where the potty area is. And then she walked back, but she'll only walk back on the white sidewalk, on the white little strip next to the road. She's very particular. So anyways, I can think of one dog, but you know, they're outliers. She's an outlier. Most dogs aren't like that. but with people, I feel like an outlier, you know. What, for being honest and telling people, like, I'm scared, you know, when I actually am scared, you know. They say that most people are too scared to admit they're scared. And that's, I think that's true, because one time I was fighting a bully, right? I was fighting a bully one time. And, you know, I'm honest. He was like, you scared? I was like, yeah, dude, I'm scared. I'm scared to death. I thought he was too, right? I mean, this is scary, right? We're about to fight. He goes, yeah, you better be scared. I fucked his ass up. Well, my point is, I thought that maybe because he wasn't scared, he was going to beat me up. So I fought even harder. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it backfired on him. Maybe he should have just been like, yeah, I'm scared too, man. You know, and then I would have maybe in the back, because I don't want to really hurt anybody. So I was just like, I probably would have thought to myself, oh man, he's scared too. I'm scared. He's scared. I can relate. I don't really want to hurt this guy. You know, he's like me. But maybe because he came at me like that, like, well, you better be scared. I'm not scared. I'm telling you, you know, maybe that made me more scared. And fight or flight. I can't flight. I can't let that kind of shit go. You know, I'm not going to go through life knowing that I was a chump. You know what I'm saying? That he punked me out. Nah, I'd rather die. You know, and that's the thing. Most people aren't ready for that when they challenge me. I guess I don't have that face. But if you come at me, I mean, either you're going to die or I'm going to die. But one of us is going to die. I'm not going to just let that go. And if you kill me, oh, you kill me. Good job, you know. Good job. Congratulations. You got me. I mean, I wasn't expecting that one. I wasn't expecting that one, you know. I wasn't prepared. You got me. You know, it's all good. But if you don't kill me, I'm going to kill you. You know, because you try to kill me. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm just saying. So I fucked him up. Anyways, what I was saying, though, is that's what life's about, right? Confronting challenges and problems like that, right? Why do we play video games? If this was a VR game and this is all we got, what I'm doing right now, this peace and quiet, this just, you know, fulfillment, you know, just, well, then we'd be like, this game, I mean, it's nice, it's beautiful, but it's kind of boring, you know, it's kind of boring, you know, like, but that's why I think that life is like that. It's full of problems, it's full of challenges and crisis, you know, moments of crisis and chaos. I mean, that's just what life's about. The only problem we have is thinking that we're not supposed to have problems, right? When you understand that that's why we're here, that's why we're having this experience. And every once in a while, life just gets too hard to deal with sometimes. And I feel overwhelmed. And people lie to you. And I, just between you and I, guys, I don't know who's listening to this, but if she's listening, I really gave love a second chance. I really opened up my heart this time. And I told myself, it's because last time I was guarded. And that's why I was like, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice with this one. You know, this relationship, I'm not going to make the same mistakes twice, you know? And I really just opened up my heart. And I told her this too. I was like, I'm so vulnerable right now. Like, things that I'm doing right now and telling you and things, you know, I was like, I just put this heart back together, you know? And I was like, I just patched it back up and I'm giving it to you. I'm saying, like, here, please take care of it, you know? Like, it just got shattered all into tiny little pieces, and it took me so long to put it back together. And I'm willing to give it back, give it to you, you know? Like, please don't break it, you know? And she smashed it against the wall. Must be love on the brain. Anyways, so yeah, I ran out of there. I didn't walk, I ran. I left all my stuff because I don't care. Keep the stuff, you know? But yeah, like, it really opened my eyes. I even asked myself, oh, wait a minute. I'm willing to do all of that for strangers that I don't really know, and I'm not willing to do even like a fraction of that for myself. Why am I willing to do so much for others? And I'm not willing to do the same, not even like half of that for myself. I just like, wow. And then I realized people lie and they say things that aren't true and things they don't mean in order to get you to do things that they want, even though you don't really want to do it. And they try to monopolize all of your time. And then they play the victim when you challenge them on it. And then they cry. And then you care about them. And then the makeup. Some people enjoy this. And round you go. And I was like, oh no, I'm 40 years old now. I don't have time for this, you know? And I realized, wow, I am so much happier now alone. Because this time I really learned my lesson. Like, I'm hard-headed. So I have to, you know, really. And so this time I really learned my lesson. Now I really just want to be out here in nature and also serve my clients, which are the dogs. I'm referring to the dogs. Serve the dogs in Atlanta that I groom to the best of my ability. Make sure they are taken care of. Their skin is healthy. They're happy. They're healthy. You know, someone's really taking care of them in a way that very few, I'm not saying no one, but I'm going to say very few. I don't know any. Do you know any? I don't know anyone that would do it the way I do. It's crazy. I know, but I wouldn't do it for cats. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't do it for hamsters or anything else. Only dogs, because I love dogs in a special way. So it's not the grooming. It's the dogs that motivate me to work so hard. Because I care about them. You know, love is action. Why do you think cooking for someone, cooking a really good meal, why do you think that is called love? In action. Cooking is called love. It's love in action because somebody's taking the time to prepare, you know, and think ahead and put all this thought and energy into you. And that is special. So that's why I love cooking for people I care about. But if I don't want to cook, you're never going to make me cook for you. You know, it's not like, oh, he loves cooking so much, he'll cook for me. No. Don't get it twisted. I'm not a nice guy. I'm a good guy. I'm not nice though. You know, I'm not going to go out of my way to do things for people and then kind of keep score in my mind. Okay, they owe me a favor. No. And then start feeling resentful when they don't do stuff back for me. No. They always ask me to do stuff and I go out of my way to help them. But then, no. From now on, if I don't want to do something, I'm just going to straight up and honest and say, I don't want to do it. And then if they start to give me some attitude, well, I reflect energy, baby. You know what I'm saying? I mirror your energy. So, yeah, like, come at me, bro. And you may win. You may fuck me up. But if you're not prepared to kill me, then, you know, you better be prepared to die. Or just don't come at me. Let's just not bother. You know, because I'm for real, for real. I play for keeps. You know? I play for keeps. I'm not out here just fucking around in this life. This ain't no fucking recital. This ain't no rehearsal. This is one time. One shot we got at this. Because I don't know anything for sure anymore. Especially when it comes to people. I just don't think I'm supposed to be around people anymore. My place is here in the wilderness. Not with people. But I do know one thing for sure. I am me right now. This character called June. In this flesh vehicle. This body that I am in. I am this unique, specific character one time. Right? I only get one shot at this. One run. As June. This person. Right? This body. I don't know if there's a reincarnation. I don't know if there's heaven. I don't know if there's hell. I don't know what's going. Maybe I really think there's probably nothing after this. We go right back into the ground where we came from. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? For this body, at least, maybe some consciousness or something, you know, takes off the VR headset and says, that was a fun game. Let me try another game. Or let me try the same game called Planet Earth with a different character. Maybe that's what's going on. Who knows? But this, I'm this character one time. So I'm not going to waste any more of it. I wasted 40 years trying to please people. And I've learned you can never please them enough. Everyone's suffering disease called more. But very few of us have enough. I've met them. I got a brother named Hunter. Well, he's not my brother. It's obvious. He's a little bit better looking than me. I mean, you might see us hanging out together more and more now that I just bought this canoe. I'm out here on the lake. He's going to teach me how to fish. You know, he's going to teach me how to hunt. Because I've been out scouting. It's not hunting season yet. It's going to be in August, and turkey season is over, so there's no hunting right now. So I'm out there in the wildlife management areas, especially Broad River, WMA. I've been out there four times now with my dogs. Oh, it's so awesome, because I could just let my dogs roam, because nobody's there. Nobody's hunting, you know? Hunting season's over. So I just let my dogs roam freely, and they stick with me. Oh, it's like a team effort. Anyways, and we're scouting. We're looking for deers. I saw, oh my goodness. Anyways, so Hunter's gonna, he lives in Tennessee, and he's gonna help me learn how to hunt and be, you know, interact with nature in a meaningful, effective way. You know, because I realized, wow, it's not like the movies. It's not fun at all. It's difficult. And I thought I would take my bow out there sometimes during turkey season when I was trying to look for turkeys at Broad River WMA, actually. I would take my bow out with me. I realized that was just extra luggage because I don't know how to move around. I'm getting better. I'm moving much more quietly and more effectively, but there's just so much to be aware of. And I realized why I get lost and turned around, because going out of the forest, even though you're going the same way you came in, it looks different when you're facing the other way, especially when it's dark. And I was convinced I got to turn around. And I asked Dexter. And I was, Dexter, you know, where's the car? Do you know? I was like, can you get us home? Because it's dark, you know. Because that time I just took Dexter. Because Angel's old. Weemy's, you know, too small. And, he can't really keep up too well either. Dexter's full. He was leaping. He was, like, showing me, look what I can do. I was like, wow, Dexter. Anyways. I was like, can you get us home, Dexter? And I was like, I don't think we're going the right way. I think we have to go the other, like, turn around. And then I was like, you decide. I'm going to follow you. And so he just looks at me, right? And then he kind of sniffs. And then he just walks. He keeps walking. He continues on. I was like, okay, what's the worst that can happen, you know? And so I just kept following him. And sure enough, it was the right way. And I was like, why did I question myself? Why did I doubt? I knew, I didn't, and that's why I was doubting. I didn't know for sure. I mean, I was just like, it feels like this is the way, but it doesn't look the same, and I don't know. And I was looking down, I was thinking, like, was I off in my thoughts again when I was walking by this area? Was I off in my own head and I wasn't really paying attention? Like, oh, I don't know. And then Dexter, you know, he was just like, it's this way, dude. I don't know what you're tripping about, you know? But anyways, I don't even know how I got off on that. But, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, going to WMA and stuff and getting better as a hunter, trying to become a hunter. But my friend Hunter, I was like, dude, you hunt? Oh, my God, there's a turtle right in front of my canoe. Oh, my God, he's just floating and looking at me now. Oh, he went back in. Oh, my God, that was so cool. There's another one. Wow, right beside him. That's so cool. Anyways, but, yeah, when I first met him, I was like, dude, you hunt? He was like, he just kind of looked, like, kind of rolled his eyes, like, it's in my name. I was like, no, I mean, but still, my name's June. My birthday's not in June. Like, what? He started laughing. But, yeah, he's been kind of, you know, taking jabs at me ever since. I mean, this morning even. But it's so funny. It cracks me up. And I know he's doing it all in just good fun because it is funny. And he's witty and he's funny. I love it. Oh, man. But anyways, I'm so glad I just got, like, a real one, you know, a real friend. And I know he's a friend because he's a warrior. He's got that warrior mindset, you know, that lone wolf mindset. He goes out into the forest by himself with one other person maybe that he trusts, and that's it. He goes out fishing by himself alone at night on his boat, stays out all night sometimes. I was like, this is a warrior, you know. He knows the way. He knows the way of the warrior. You know, and I was like, he's much more advanced than me. I'm just getting started, you know. I was working on mindset up until now. It took me 40 years. Now that I got the right mindset of a warrior, now I got to learn the ways, you know, and he's about to teach me. So, I just feel like this part of my life, this up until 40, up until I was 40 years old, let's call it service to others, a life of service. Now, from 40 on, I'm going to call it my bonus life, where I do whatever I want because I still love to serve others. It gives me joy. It's who I truly am. But I'm not going to serve everyone anymore. I'm not going to be on social media anymore. I'm not going to post any more YouTube videos. I'm not going to do any of that because it's not for everyone. I'm just going to put, you know, keep doing podcasts because it just seems like I got a very small audience here. Seems like on average, my episodes get listened to about 30 to 50 plays per episode. The older ones, of course, you know. But, like, whenever I put up a new episode, in about a week or two, I get up to, let's say, about 23. I think maybe 23 average, like, on average. And then it slowly, one by one, you know, goes up to the hundreds. But within the first week or two, I'd say I got, like, a good 23 solid listeners who actually get me and get my humor, and they enjoy listening. You know, maybe it's just background noise. I don't know. But, yeah, maybe I'll just keep showing up for you guys, you know, and just let you know where my mind's at, especially let me know if I'm in the wrong space, because the worst part about being wrong is that I'm convinced I'm right, and I'm stubborn, and I'm hard-headed. And when I get angry, I get aggressive with my words towards people, and I need to work on that. I'm trying to, but I also want to be honest from now on. You know, I do want to be honest from now on. I got to find a good balance between being honest and being mean. But some people I feel like deserve it, and so I got to work on that too, because I don't want to lash out at people and enjoy it too much. I'm an asshole. I enjoy it. Okay. But anyways, that's where I'm at. I just want to do a little check-in with everyone because the last episode, I know it was a little, you know, but that's exactly how I was feeling at that time. I was just laughing, you know, I was just laughing at how I was just being just rude. I was seeing how mean I could be. And now that I'm seeing it out loud, I'm seeing on this lake, oh, and a fish just jumped out of the water, my left. And Hunter told me that too earlier this morning, because I was showing him some of the screenshots of what I was, some of the conversations I was having with my clients. And he was telling me, like, to, you know, like, he was like, I'm glad you know, you're good with yourself now, you know. He's like, but he's like, you know, try not to be so angry and, you know, and lash out at people. And I was telling him, like, yeah, you're right, you know. Dude's younger than me too. Isn't this crazy? I'm 40 years old. I think that dude is like 18. You know what I'm saying? He's like 18 years old and he's got all this wisdom. And no, he's not 18 years old. If he ever does listen to this, he's gonna crack up. But anyways, yeah, that's where I'm at in my head right now. I'm on the lake. My mind is calming down. I'm feeling less angry about things. I'm feeling less emotional, and I'm starting to realize, wow, I did hurt people's feelings. But what's done is done. I'm not going to be my old self, be the nice guy, and go back and apologize, revisit. No, what's done is done. I caused the damage. I burned the bridge. Time to move on. I don't just burn bridges. When I get angry, I don't just burn bridges. I burn down the whole fucking city. And that's my problem. Like, it's bad enough I burn a bridge. I can't return back to the city or the people there. But I burn down the entire fucking city when I'm angry. I just burn it all to the ground. Not just the bridge, the whole fucking city. And what I mean by that is, not only did I burn that bridge with Sev, oh my God, I was just going on a firing spree. I was just going through my calendar and looking at the names, and any of the names that annoyed me, I just fired them. I was like, "Hey, I don't want to go, I don't want to do business with you anymore. Bye." Boom. And then if they started coming at me, I would start going at them, and yeah, just explaining it in a very harsh way, very blunt. Only one person was I did I control it, and I was trying to be as professional as possible because for her mother's sake, like. Her mom is just a very special person to me, and I don't want to do anything to upset her. But if I do in the process, then so be it, because I cannot allow things like that to stop me from being honest with people and saying exactly how I actually feel from now on. I'm too old for this. I don't want to hide how I feel anymore. But I did tell her mother when we talked, when we spoke. I really I really try to make an effort, and I do want, like, I don't want to disappoint her, but I can't allow that to stop me from making the decisions that I feel is right in my heart, I don't want to do things out of guilt anymore. I don't want to do things because I want to avoid looking bad or feeling bad. Not good reasons to do things. Really, it doesn't. It builds up resentment. Self-sacrifice always ends up in resentment. After all I've done for you, that kind of stuff. It was even in T.I.'s song. What was it? T.I. song? Is it Whatever You Want? Yeah, amazing how they ungrateful. After all the game I gave away, safe to say you cats be, still working today. Had I come and shown the way, something like that. He was like, homage, I think they should pay, but they violate in a major way. How? How are they violating in a major way? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing it their own way. They're doing it. They're putting in the work. It's like, what do they owe you? Just because you did it first or something? Or you did something, in a certain way first, and then they took that and they kind of tweaked it a little bit, made it unique. That's basically what's been going on all throughout human history. They say steal like an artist. I mean, artists inspire other artists, and then they do it their own. They kind of, Bruce Lee, same thing. The Jeet Kune Do, he made his own way, but he took it from all these different other martial arts styles, So, yeah, I think that, and that was just the song that he made at that time, and that's how T.I. was feeling, probably. He probably is feeling differently now. And that's the thing, it's like, even myself, a lot of these podcast episodes, when I put it out, that's actually how I'm feeling at that time. So, but people change, people evolve. I'm different now, and it's okay, like the character, your character is basically the same. To change your character takes a lot of time and effort. And repetition. But to change your personality, I mean, not that your personality is just like the outer layer, the outer coating. Here's how I explained it to people. Because I met a lady named Diamond, and she was fascinating. She said that she loves to bake. She loves baking, and it turned into a side business by accident. People just asked her to start baking stuff. So she started getting tables, renting booths at trade shows or different events. And she started selling her cupcakes there, and she would hire people to help. And she said this one guy, he was just being so careless with the frosting and everything. And she was saying, like, no, you have to make it look nice. You have to, you can't just splatter it on there like that. She was like, you can do it, you know, make, try to make it look appealing. You know, she was like, make it look so that, you know, somebody would want to eat it, you know. And she was like, because if it doesn't look nice, people won't want to eat it, you know, so you got to try to make it look nice. And then she tried to explain it to him, and he, you know, she was like, she fired him on the spot, and she just, like, wiped off all the icing, and she redid them, you know, because that's her cupcakes, right? And it needs to... and it needs to look nice. She wants people to try them, and they won't try them if it doesn't, if the icing looks like crap, right? So then she was telling me that once people come to her booth and they take a bite of her cupcakes while they're walking away, because she said usually they'll just buy one, you know, and they'll walk away and take a bite and stop right in their tracks. And they'll usually turn around and say, oh my God, can I try the other ones? And then let's say, like, I'm doing something. Can you cater? Can you, you know, can you do special orders? And she's saying that's how she gets, like, a lot of her business now. And I was like, that is amazing. And that is the perfect example of personality versus character. You can't separate the two, but here's the difference. Your personality is like the icing on the cake, right? It's what gets people to try you out, you know? Some people might say, hey, that cup, the cake is so good, they don't even care how the icing looks, and you got to try it, you know? So you may get people who to try you out just based on your excellent character. But most people don't know what your character is like just by looking, you know? They see your personality, who you present to an office party. You know, when you're at an office party or if you're out in a social event, the person you present, you know, at those social events, that's all people can see. They don't know your true character, right? The true character is what the cupcake tastes like. They don't know. But once people take a bite, it stops them in their tracks. They say, oh my God, they turn around. They say, I gotta have more. That means that you have an excellent character. You really worked on that recipe, and now you've perfected it, and now it tastes really good. And that takes time. That takes trial and error, you know, messing up, you know, getting angry, losing your temper, looking like a fool, being embarrassed and ashamed. That's what it takes. But you're working on it, right? You're perfecting this character. So that's your character. So I always told people, personality opens doors. But character is what keeps them open. So don't worry so much about your personality. Of course, you know, make it look good. Make it look nice and presentable, you know, so that people don't think that you're dangerous or anything. But it's your character. It's the actual cake, how it tastes. You know, that's what you need to work on. You know, that's what you really need to focus on. And that takes time and effort. But with enough time and effort, who knows who you can become, you know? With enough time and effort, there's no telling how far you can go, who you may become in the future. And it's not about what you'll get. It's about who you'll become, the person you become, right? Because Jim Rohn says success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by the person you become, right? So I'm going to leave you with this, because I'm going to, you know, I'm going to meditate some more. I was just enjoying myself, but I was like, you know what? While I was just, you know, enjoying everything, just looking at the lake and just looking at the water ripples, and then I saw how the waves interfere with one another, because I was under a boardwalk and all the pillars, and I realized, oh, this is like people, and how energy flows towards us and it bounces off of us, and we're all affecting each other. It's interference. That's why I need to get away and calm down. That's what I was thinking. But then that thought led to, I wonder how I hope people aren't worried about me thinking that I'm doing something to harm myself or anything. I was like, I hope people know I'm at peace. And I'm on this lake meditating and I'm okay. I mean, there's this like herring or stork or, you know, one of those things, you know, the birds with the long beak and the long legs, but it's not a stork. I mean, it's not a pelican, you know, but it, like, maybe a smaller sort of herring, I think. I don't know. Anyways, it's one of those birds I'm looking at. There was another one earlier. Oh, we were just looking at each other. And then he turned his back towards me. And so I left him alone. And then he flew away. And now there's another one on the other side of the lake. He's, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm doing fine, guys. I'm doing better than fine. I'm doing so good. Oh my God, my cup overfloweth. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to put your mind at peace, because I know that on social media, if I said that, I'll get a lot of backlash. Look at him, you know, must be nice. He's just, you know, flexing, hashtag humble brag. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of defending myself and explaining myself. What, I can't be happy? I can't enjoy this and share it with people? No, I shouldn't though. So that's the thing. I'm just gonna show up every once in a while for you guys here, my audience on the Tao of June, because you guys are Taoists, like myself. You guys are fellow Taoists. You get it. You understand I'm not bragging. I'm just helping you put your mind at ease. If you're worried about me because I'm not on social media anymore, if you think that I'm off in some dark place, I'm not. You know, I just want to let you know that I'm okay and I'm doing well. I hope you guys are all doing well. And if life is a recipe, like working on a cupcake recipe, if our lives are recipes, right? If life is a recipe, if life is supposed to be meant to, if life was meant to be lived in a certain way, right? Which it isn't, we already discussed that. But let's just say it is. Let's just say life was meant to be lived in a certain way, right? There's a right way to live your life. Well, Mario Batali, the celebrity chef, he said in a book called The Best Advice I Ever Got by Katie Couric, he said, life is not a recipe. And even if it was, a recipe is just someone else's idea that got written down. And he said, make your own recipe and don't let anyone else's recipe intimidate you or make you doubt, you know, what you want to do. Like make you, I'm paraphrasing that last because I don't really remember, but he was like, life is not a recipe. And even if it was, you know, it's just someone else's idea. Make your own recipe, create your own dish, you know? Your own recipe, put in the spice in your own life, right? Which spices do you like? How do you want to spice up your life, you know? And there's no right or wrong way to do it, right? It's only right or wrong to you. When you taste it and you say, I don't like it that much, well then scrap it and try again, right? Here's the thing. What's his name? Mike Posner. Mike Posner, he sings that song, You're Cooler Than Me, You Think You're Cooler Than Me? He said in a podcast episode one time that just really struck me and it stayed with me. He said, life, there's no right or wrong way to do a day. The only wrong way to do a day is if you believe that there was a right way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it unless you believe there was a right way to do it. And that's, I just applied it to life, expanded. I just zoomed out. And now I say, there's no right or wrong way to live your life unless someone has convinced you that there was a right way to do it. And there is not. No one is perfect, and that's perfect. I hope you guys enjoyed just some of my thoughts and ideas. I do feel guilty about what I did, but I'm not going to go back and apologize because that's actually how I felt. And I'm not really sorry. So I'm not going to be that guy anymore. I'm not going to apologize, even though I do feel bad the way I delivered what I felt and what I was thinking. I could have done it in a little bit better way. But, I mean, come on. They're already pissed off at me. Now's not the time to be nice to them. You know what I'm saying? It's the worst time. I always tell people that, you know, like the time to be kind to me is when you see I'm trying to be kind to you, not after you've pissed me off. That's the worst time to be kind to me, you know? Because now I don't even respect you. You know, if you could just continue to be mean or whatever it was you were being, then I would at least respect you. I'd say that you're consistent, you know? If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. Who cares? I'm an asshole too, you know? But I'm trying not to be, so I don't want to be around you. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm entering a new phase of my life. I hope you guys, you know, consider your life, the recipe that you're cooking up each day, the dish you're cooking up each day, you know. There's no right or wrong. I'm just saying, do you enjoy it? Are you happy? Are you happy with what you're doing each day? Because if you're not, think about, why are you so scared to die? You know, so we can keep doing this shit each day, right? But I'm not. I'm out here. Oh man, I don't want to die anymore. You know, I don't have those kind of thoughts anymore because I want to keep doing this more and more. I look forward to being out on this lake like this in my new canoe. I can do this anytime I want now, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It's like if you're miserable, if you don't like where you are, move. You're not a tree. You don't have to stay planted where life has put you, you know? And why is life so hard? Why is it so difficult? Well, because it's meant to be rewarding. That's why. And easy is never rewarding. You know, say you spent $60 on a game and it's just easy, peaceful. It's this. You spent $65 on a brand new video game and it's just this. You're just sitting on this canoe, floating around on this lake, and you're going to be like, you know, let me one star this bitch. and get my money back, right? Wouldn't you? You would expect a giant monster fish to come out and swallow me or knock my boat over or something, right? And now you have to get out and figure out how you're going to get home and stuff. You know, I mean, that's a game, right? That's why you bought the $65 game. Think about it. Why did you come here to planet Earth? Why are you here? To just be safe and secure and enjoy peace and tranquility all the time? No. It's only nice after you've been scared to death and experienced the opposite. And then it's like, oh, this is nice. You know, oh man, my bed never felt so comfortable until that night I got home after being lost, really lost, deep in the forest. And when I got home and laid in my bed, I didn't even care if I was dirty or not. Passed out. I slept like a baby. I never loved that bed so much, you know, but what if it's always, I see that bed every day. I mean, I'm like, man, I need a new bed, you know? No, why don't I need a new bed? The bed's perfect. It's comfortable. It's perfect. You know, now it's all conformed to my body shape even. I've used it for so long, you know, at least it's not rocks and sticks I'm sleeping on. So yeah, I hope you guys consider this, you know? And again, why are we so scared to die? The point is not to live forever, right? The point is not to, you know, squeeze out every minute of life that we possibly can, you know, and just prolong it in a hospital room, in a hospital bed, hooked up to all these machines and getting pumped up with all this stuff, you know, just to keep us alive. You know, is that the point of life? Just to stay alive as long as possible? No, I don't think so, in my opinion. And I could be wrong because I'm wrong all the time. But in my opinion, for me, I don't care how long I live. As long as I fill it with moments like this, it would be worth it. So let me know if I'm wrong, because I could be. I honor the light in you, that's also in me. Namaste.